So anyway, the grain jobs were very dangerous at the time. I nearly got killed, but I'm not going to go into it. And I stayed company, worked for approximately maybe 20 years. And then we heard they were opening up the checkers books for Teddy Gleason had formed Local One. Local One was the checkers and clerks. Those are the people that did the paperwork in the office and the guys out on the dock. Years ago, we have trucks pull in, offload the truck, the cargo from the trucks, and then they get sorted out onto the into the warehouse. We have front loaders and back loaders, and the checkers would check the cargo coming off the trucks, and vice versa. So, I got into the checkers local, and I still worked at Port Newark Container Terminal in Newark, New Jersey.
So you started working in Newark in the 80s?
I started working in Port Newark here as a checker a good probably 13 years ago. Okay. I was working at Military Ocean Terminal, Bayonne, New Jersey, as a checker in various capacities, POV, private owned vehicles. It was a military command worldwide for any, like Desert Storm when that was going on. The tank retrievers came in from all over the country by rail, and there was tons and tons. What I mean by that is several, maybe hundreds of tanks and tank retrievers and 2.5-ton trucks that were going overseas into the Middle East on Desert Storm. So we worked that job day and night. Nicky Farina was in charge at the time, and there was a lot of money to be made there.
So when these supplies for the first Gulf War were coming in, just describe what kind of work you were doing then.
Well, at the time I was working POVs, private owned vehicles. That's for military personnel that got to be stationed in Germany, and they would have their household goods, plus their cars shipped over by Uncle Sam, and it would go on to Callahan, a big roll-on, roll-off type of ship. And we were doing that in POVs. And then the same thing, vice versa. When the military personnel came back from overseas, they would come into LaGuardia Airport or Kennedy Airport, take a taxi to Bayonne. Once they came into Bayonne, they wanted to have their wives and kids and to pick up their cars and then drive down to Fort Dix or McGuire to the next duty station. So I was heavily involved with the POV section and cars coming off the ship at night and 200 or 300 just stole them in the field, check them in, do the paperwork on them. And then Desert Storm hit, and that's when all hell broke loose, and we were working day and night with military heavy military equipment, meaning like tanks,